I'm Barbara Natalone, and I am delighted to be with 1,500 fellow educators and union members from across the Commonwealth. For the past 9 months, I've been traveling across the state talking with teachers, ESPs, faculty, staff, and administrators. It's been amazing to experience our membership's shared commitment to our students, to our communities, and to public education. I became a high school English teacher because in reading and writing, we grow empathy, imagination, and creativity. As a teacher educator at UMass Amherst, I supported new teachers to build relationships with students, to teach to the whole child, and to teach as an enactment of hope. No matter who we are, whether we work pre-K-12 or higher ed, we share the experience of the incredible hope that is public education. But of late, we also share a loss of autonomy, attacks on job security and pension benefits, disrespect in the workplace, and a data-driven obsession that denies the relationships that are the core of our work. It's been painful to hear many of you speak about how overwhelmed and frustrated you are, how truly sad you are about what's happening to our public schools. Member after member has told me, "Barbara, this is the worst it's ever been." We are under attack by bipartisan forces looking to privatize our schools, profit from the public dollar, and bust our unions. Tomorrow, you vote to determine what kind of experience and leadership we need at this critical moment in the history of public education. You could choose to vote for the experience of the status quo. Even though compared to 4 years ago, we face more testing, more turnarounds, a demeaning teacher evaluation system, weakened seniority, and worse pension benefits. This is what we get when we think power lies in personal access to the political elite, in talking to them rather than mobilizing our membership. When Stand for Children comes back for the next bite at our union rights, or our political allies come after our pensions, and you know they will, do we want once again to cut an insider deal and declare it could have been worse? I don't think so. We need new leadership with experience, not with things as they have been, but with things as they might be. We need someone with experience growing solidarity, standing up to these attacks, and presenting a vision of the kind of education that inspired us and brought us to our jobs. That's the experience I have. Tim has met with the power brokers to negotiate behind the scenes. I haven't. I stood up to Pearson and won a battle. Three of the UMass student teachers who stood up to Pearson with me are in the hall right now as teachers, union members, and delegates. They know that our real strength lies in solidarity, not in the boardroom. What will a union built on experience of solidarity look like? A call for a moratorium on high-stakes testing, field testing, and teacher evaluation. Vigorous internal debate on the effects of this data-driven focus on educators, students, schools, and colleges. Taking the lead in the fight for a truly progressive income tax. Mobilizing the full membership to demand fair wages and workplace respect for ESPs and adjuncts. And organizing across locals and within communities to name and fight for a richer, more humane, and democratic vision of public education than that being foisted on us. I understand that this can seem unrealistic. We've grown accustomed to fear and caution. We've lost a sense of our strength. But I'm convinced we can do this. Across the country, educators, parents, and students are standing up to these destructive mandates. You came to annual meeting because you believe that our union should be a powerful lever that helps us realize our vision of education, not a vehicle for implementing someone else's ed reform. We, educators, union members, can reclaim a vision of public education that nourishes and values every child and their community. A vision for public education as a space for joy, passion, creativity, critical inquiry, and democracy. We can do this. We must do this. We are ready to do this. Let us together realize our vision of public education. Thank you. Woo!
Barbara.
Three candidates have filed nomination papers for the office of Vice